right off the bat, want to talk about, I guess, lyrical style, first of all. So this is something you see in the new EP, Monuments, as well as the last two singles. It's a very narrative style of writing, but even with that, there's almost moments where it's not like this hyper-descriptive, head-on type of narration. And then also, I feel like certain elements of the songs almost take an extra life of their own. You know what I mean? Like with Angel, for example, the statue that it refers to kind of almost becomes this very cruel temptress instead of just being...
Well, yeah, that's really sweet of you to say. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I think I like lyrics with layers,
mm-hmm.
And I like a lot of different musicians lyrically for different reasons. Like mm-hmm. I really love like Leonard Cohen
because mm-hmm.
it's just poems set to music, and there's something very beautiful about that.
Absolutely.
But then I also love like. Pumped Up Kicks by Foster mm-hmm. the People, because that's like a solid pop tune.
Yeah.
But then when you dig a little deeper, it's like this like quite amazing bit of social commentary.
Yeah.
And so when we all chatted about lyrics when we started this band, and I was like, look, I don't want to write like sort of off the wall love songs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, I'm not very good at writing them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the lads were like, well, it's fine, you do you. So I always start with like a story, like, you know, something I've read.
Yeah.
A lot of the songs on the EP just came from like little events that happened. Like I remember for Angel, for example, I was on a coach to Edinburgh and I saw a really bad car crash
mm-hmm.
Outside next to Angel of the North on the A1, and it got me sort of thinking about like the statue and like you know, kind of people's relationship with it. And so yeah, in the one sense like it's a pretty typical love song,
mm-hmm.
right? But then if you dig a little bit deeper, it sort of has this like other layer to it,
yeah.
Which I think is cool, because I don't.
It is.
We would talk like I like a lot of intellectual mm-hmm. pop, but I don't like intellectual pop when it's too intellectual. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I kind of think like, you know, if you go down one direction lyrically, you can sort of close off a song for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like the idea that you can listen to something like Angel or Through the Dark, and it just works as a, you know, you as a listener have got like a way in,
mm-hmm.
And it's not like coming in like too over intellectual.
Yeah, it's not alienating.
There's like a simplicity to it.
Yeah,
I think that's my kind of my framework, I guess.
Absolutely,
if
yeah.
We have one.
No, that makes perfect sense. There is that really interesting duality to it, which I think you do see. I think Angel's like a really good example of that, but it definitely pops up a lot. So, well, now we've talked about lyrics a little bit, but I want to talk about the music a little bit as well. So we were kind of chatting about this before, too. I was saying, you know, I really like that your music has a lot of dimension, a lot of texture to it, especially both through the production side and through the arrangements and how those two kind of interact. And I was going through both the playlist you guys made on Spotify, so on the stereo, and then some interviews that you've done. And a lot of the artists that you listen to seem to have that same quality. There's one that particularly jumped out at me, which is someone that you mentioned, Nikki, in an interview, and that was Moses Sumney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a really specific thing, but there's a vocal pan at the beginning of the song, Don't Bother Calling, that reminds
yeah.
me of One in the Bay. I know it's a really random thing, but I am like really obsessed about
it. Now that you
like
mention
that.
It, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
that's quite funny, but yeah, we didn't do that because of him.
Okay.
I can assure you.
But do people like him kind of have an impact on the way that you approach the arrangements and the production?
Well, he's someone that you can listen to a song a billion times and you'll still hear new things,
mm-hmm.
which is just, you know, just says a lot about his musicianship. Definitely an influence. Yeah, artists like Moses Sumney, Hiatus Coyote as well,
mm-hmm.
who their Choose Your Weapon album I've listened to a stupid amount of times and I still hear new things. And that's just quite gratifying, as you know. I like to obsess over music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not someone that like listens to 50 bands a week. I like to really connect with something deeply,
yeah.
and really until I know the words inside out, until I know every single drum pan, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I appreciate it when I still find new things, mm-hmm. and it kind of adds to the enjoyment every single time. The first time, the 100th time, the 1,000th time, you know?
Yeah, you know a song's got something if you go back to it after, I don't know, like 3 years of listening to it and you get something new.
Yeah.
Like that's the kind of music we really love. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, and it doesn't necessarily have to be like difficult music, mm-hmm. you know, like, I mean, like the lads listen to a lot of jazz.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to a lot of, like, I don't know, classical music. Like, the tastes are very eclectic. Mm-hmm. But I love this idea that, like, on a basic level, like, a song just has, like, all these different layers, and, like, every time you listen to it, you're, mm-hmm. like, slowly unlocking those.
Then we don't do it intentionally. It's not like we sit there and think, right, on the 1,200th lesson, I want this person to pick out that little reverb thing.
Yeah.
It's just a subconscious influence more than anything.
Yeah, and everyone kind of has their own journey with that. Kind of touching on something you just mentioned, instruments aside, are there any sort of sonic or stylistic elements that each person brings to the band, like certain things that they really like that kind of adds a new layer?
Good question. I mean, definitely, you can't really help. I mean, in every band, there's going to be people that bring their own element. It's just, mm-hmm. it's like four people in a room, they each have a voice. It's the same with music. So I'd say, you know, Pete has spoken about his lyrics, you know, mm-hmm. he's got his road he goes down, and then I guess my road is the ethereal ambient route, and then
mm-hmm.
Ben and Jake are much more groove orientated.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah,
like good attributes for a bassist and a drummer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Well, I think like everybody brings their own piece to it, and that's, I guess, like that's what the band is. It's a sort of like medley, this chaotic kind of clash of like creative differences,
mm-hmm.
and then the song at the end is sort of, I don't know, there's just this mush that everyone's sort of thrown in, and hopefully it sounds good.
I want to talk about you guys. More specifically, I want to go back in time a little bit. So you mentioned that before you started Stereo Honey, and before your current drummer Jake joined the band, you were in a punk cabaret band.
Oh, yeah.
So I initially did not know what punk cabaret was, and I'm a big fan of the musical cabaret, so, like, that's what jumped to my head first.
I don't think we knew what punk cabaret was.
It was new to us too.
Yeah.
Okay. I looked it up. The Dresden Dolls are like the first group that come up when you look up punk cabaret.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like that.
No. Okay. So what was it like? Tell me about that project.
It's more like Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes. That's good.
With David Bowie, Sex Pistols, kind of, and Devo. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot of Devo.
You mix those in a pot. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it was, I mean, it was cool because, like, technically it was very busy music. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, so me, Nick and Ben met one another playing in this punk cabaret band, and kind of, because of how mental the music was, sort of worked out, like, we were like, oh, you're actually kind of good at the guitar, are you? Or, you can really play the bass.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, we sort of bonded musically in this project, and then after however long later it was like a year later, you know, we sort of came together on that basis, and mm-hmm. we're like, yeah, let's do some songs together, because
basically in that band working. We weren't the writers. We were kind of adding parts to what the singer of that band wrote.
I see. But
we realised that, well, when Pete first mentioned Wild Beast, I was like, oh, you like Wild Beast? I would never have guessed, because we're playing this crazy punk cabaret stuff. And so we kind of, I guess,
we bonded.
We did have similar influences.
Yeah, bonded over tastes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just kind of simple. You know, like, it just made sense. Like, the three of us were like, oh, we like a lot of similar artists. You know, like, we like Beach House. We like Wild Beast. We love all of this, like, we have a similar taste in like jazz and like you know, all these different styles, like, this making music together should be fairly fun.
And initially Pete was the drummer in that band.
Yeah, so we've spoken about this. I've actually interviewed Pete before at Community Festival over the summer, and we talked about that.
You know.
Yeah, I know. I know. All right, well, one last question. So it's about the name, and no, not where it's from. I know that because, as I always do, I do my research, so
sure.
I know these things.
Okay.
But you joked about this too. obviously, honey is a word that's come up a lot recently in bands.
Quite ubiquitous at the moment,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. But yeah. I noticed something really funny. So the last kind of buzzword pattern of bands was actually bear. Bear's Den, Boy and Bear.
I thought it was Moon.
Maybe Moon. Maybe there was one before that.
Yeah.
Grizzly Bear. Anyway, the point is there's a lot of bear bands, and there's a really beautiful irony in the fact that first it was Bear, and now it's Honey. So my question is, what do you think the next buzzword is going to be?
Well, so when we picked the band name, I honestly had no knowledge of any of these. We didn't. We just didn't. Like, we didn't know there was. Did you know? Oh no. Okay. Well, clearly someone did. I had no idea.
No one would listen.
Oh no. Hi. Well, it's done. It's done. Yeah. There's nothing we do about it now. But we did. We had a chat about you know, like the names that kept on popping up in bands, and there was like. Wolf was one, like some
beach.
Wolf, beach,
island,
yeah.
Bear, as you mentioned,
young
moon.
For some reason as well.
Yeah, and I mean, like, there's it. Oh, if you listed them all out, there's got to be a logic, right? The next one will be like.
I hope it's like flower or bee or something.
Bee.
Yeah, just because it's like the logical sequence. We have bear and then we have honey. And then, so I feel like it needs to be related. There needs to be some kind of rhyme and reason to all of this.
I've got a theory that because all the words are going to be taken.
Oh, no.
By multiple bands pretty soon. You know, it's getting to that stage. It feels like it's all taken.
Yeah.
It's going to be numbers.
Numbers.
Well, because we're already getting the whole like two V's together.
Yeah.
To string like
or even churches.
Paris
or kind
always.
Of started that. Yeah.
Yeah. And like so. Yeah, we're already getting to the point of like where it doesn't make grammatical sense.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe you're right. Like
maybe.
We'll have like what's that band? Is it Chick Chick Chick?
I don't know.
There's a band called Chick Chick Chick, right? And
their
band name is like three exclamation marks, but they pronounce it as Chick Chick Chick.
That's how they pronounce that.
I swear, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And that blew me away. I was like, okay, so we've crossed the point of like language now with bands.
Yeah.
Like, we've gone into this like figurative zone with band names.
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, we'll see what happens with all
maybe,
of that.
Maybe there won't be any band names. It will be just like GIFs or
maybe like
hand
just
gestures.
Posters for like music festivals are just gonna get really weird.
What's your band name and they just show you a meme. Like, what's this?
Oh boy. Well, again, this is something we'll have to watch for the next I guess generations of bands, see where all of this goes.
I'm looking forward to it.